My name is Frank and I'm an addict. What an honor. What a privilege. I've never been to a convention before of Narcotics Anonymous. And today I have 11 years, 6 months, and 6 days. Thank you, Narcotics Anonymous. So when I got here today, by the way, I don't go to conventions because of the line of work that I'm in. I am always working on weekends. I work for a very large catering company, very large. We do a lot of business, and a lot of our business falls on weekends. And when my vacations hit, it's time for me to spend time with my family to give back to them what was so freely given to me. So to be here today, first off, I want to give a shout out to everybody that is from the west side of town out there in the Baltimore area. It's a privilege to be here and represent that side of town, because my entire process thus far has been on that side of town. And I must say, the recovery there is very sufficient, and the recovery there is very strong. And the recovery there is all about giving away what was so freely given to us. Let me say something real quick, okay? So when I got here today, and thanks PJ for driving, I walked in the convention center, and I'm like just checking everybody out. You know how we do. We're either here to see or be seen. You know what I mean? And I'm just checking everybody out. I'm looking at, no offense, guys, but y'all got jeans on and dark shirts or white shirts, and I'm like a rainbow today, man. I got green pants on, and you know what I mean? And this is me. This is what recovery has given to me, the freedom to be who I am today. When I got here, I had no clue who I was, and I got here at the age of 36. No clue. I didn't find out what my favorite color was until I was like 39 years old. And I only found that out because every time I found myself going to Walmart to buy things for my home, they were always in the red hues. And I'm like, maybe red is your favorite color. So I got excited about that. I told people, I found out today what my favorite color is, man. That was a good day. This thing here, talking about this program, is so powerful. I heard it shared this way. This woman said, she said, Narcotics Anonymous is a powerful program if you want it to be. Because if you don't, it won't. But if you want this thing to totally transform your existence, it can, and it will. And I'm not talking about somebody else's experience. I'm not talking about what I heard somebody else share. I'm talking about what happened in my own life. Powerful. Simple. Not easy. If it were easy, anybody can do this, but it's not. It's for those who stick and stay. It's for those who sit down, no matter what the chaos. First off, the first thing is, staying clean must always come first. And then when all the other defects start to surface and you start to come back to life, you have to make a decision within yourself that no matter how great the pain, I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to work on myself. This is my story. There was a lot of pain early on when I put down the drugs. First off, I have a sponsor. His name is Joe H. He has a sponsor. His name is Mason D. He has a sponsor. His name is Bob. He has a sponsor. His name is Bob. I have a home group. I have a commitment. I take out the trash. I fix the chairs. I get the speakers. I sponsor men. I have a network. I have a full-time job and a full-time life, but I go to meetings every week because my life depends on it. If I want more of the good that is going on in my life, I got to keep doing what I've been doing. I hear this from seasoned members when they come back into the rooms. You know, you're sitting in a room, right? And you see a face you haven't saw in a long time, right? And it's like, I never saw that face before. But then the hand goes up. Then they want to tell you, They want to tell you how much time they have and how much time they spent away from the rooms. And what I say to myself is, Frank, you don't have to be that way, man. Because we have a saying that we say around here, stick to the basics. I sponsor men. November 28th, one of my sponsees died. Tall guy, beautiful guy, smile that would light up a room. And I'm just laying in bed one night, right, at home, minding my business, just about to shut down. I just scrolling, just looking at some feeds, right? I started seeing it say, rest in peace, Tim T. Now, I can break his anonymity because he's dead. I said, what the? So that's what it was. And now, what I have to do is what I've been doing all along, my program. There's something that wants to rise up within me sometimes. It just says, Frank, stop. You're getting too close to people. Just pull back a little bit, man. You don't. This is like pain you're putting yourself through. You know, just pull back and just do you. But that goes against what this program talks about. The only way that I can keep what I have is I got to keep giving it away. I have to keep giving it away. If I keep this to myself, I'm in trouble. I am in trouble on a ship all by myself, sinking. So early on in recovery, when I came, got out of rehab in 2003, I found myself back in Baltimore, and they said, you know, the first thing you do is you go to this meeting, and then they circled it. They said, you make this your home group, and they said you get a sponsor. Months turned into a year, and networks will come. You know how it is in early recovery. You know what I mean? We make these quick, instant friendships, and we go deep so quickly, don't we? Oh my God, man, it's like our friends know more about us than our parents. You know, we just met them in the room. It's like you meet on a Tuesday, by the next Tuesday, you're best friends, telling each other things that you thought you would take to your grave. So there was a whole lot of that going on in early recovery for me. Because I was coming out of a marriage, and I was living by myself, and it was just my career and my program. So it was all these newcomers and me. And I had what I call the NA school bus. I had a black seven-seater. I have a black seven-seater Dodge Durango, and every seat had a butt in it. And all we're doing is going to meetings, then going to the diner, then drinking coffee, then smoking cigarettes. And getting another day clean. And those circles got so tight, so quickly, just a bond. But what happened is, those close friends, my network, my buddies, and I can see their faces right now, when nobody was looking, they weren't riding on their steps. They didn't have a sponsor. You know, they wasn't putting cement under their feet. So when they went home, and I'm jacked up on the ceiling off of caffeine at 5 o'clock in the morning, pained up because things happen, I find myself sitting at my dining room table, digging in. And I don't have to make the steps make sense. All I got to do is answer the questions and let the process work itself out. The network would change out. They would disappear. Because if you don't work steps and dig into the program, man, good luck staying around. But what I found out about myself was I started to change. And then, not only did I start to change, I started finding out that I had more to give away. I remember I told my sponsor when I was starting my second step. I said, I want to help this person out. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Because I was all over the place. I just wanted to, like, give. And what Joe said to me was, Joe said, Frank, it's hard to give away a quarter when you only got a nickel. And I was like, shh. I want a quarter. You know, it was a good day when I heard my sponsor say some years later, congratulations, Frank. You have a dollar. Thank you, steps. Thank you, principles. You know, thank you to being able to give away without motive. That was a big one for me, man. You know, when I look at my own defects, you know, even giving early, I thought I was giving away for a principle, but it was really a defect. You know, I found out that I like to manipulate situations, and I had this sense of entitlement. That if I do this for you, damn it, you better stay clean. And you better stay in my life. Powerlessness. Acceptance. Surrender. Thank you, steps. Giving, man. Just giving. Giving, expecting nothing in return. Answering the phone, even when you're deadbeat tired, you worked a full shift, and you know how it is, right? The phone rings, and what happens today is the name pops up. And as soon as the name pops up, the face pops up. And as soon as the face pops up, you're like, do I have enough time to pour into this one? Because this is going to be a 5-minute conversation. That's probably a 35-minute conversation. And you only got a split second to make up your mind, because if you don't, it's going to voicemail. And you really don't always want to call back, do you? So it's like, let me make a decision real quick. Oh yeah, that's right. Narcotics Anonymous has been good to me. Let me answer this phone and do what my sponsor taught me to do. When I call my sponsor, he stays on the phone until I am done, until I run out of gas. So it's not just with the men that I sponsor, but the men and women that call me today, fellow addicts, brothers and sisters, with all kinds of different dilemmas. And if I can't pick up that phone, the call back is coming, or the text is coming back. It is a blessing to hear someone give you a dilemma. You know what I mean? Where they have like a seamlessly hopeless dilemma going on in their life and they can't even get past that thing, right? And you're listening. And the propensity is to want to jump in and cut them off and solve their issue. But you let them talk. Just give it away, man. You let them talk, right? And you just come right back in there. Thank you, wisdom. What I understand today is this, that serenity prayer of ours is probably one of the most powerful prayers I have ever prayed in my life. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. How can a person be praying that prayer for 11 years, 6 months, and 6 days and not expect that the God of their understanding at some point is going to impart unto them some wisdom? But wisdom isn't puffed up. Wisdom is soft and it whispers. It's loving. It's tender. And it's kind. Have you ever just held a newcomer or someone with a dilemma that was so heavy and just wept with them? And then they go away feeling better. And then you go away feeling better at the same time. Five minutes, right? What can I say about Narcotics Anonymous, man? What a blessing. I was doomed. My end was... it was pretty sealed up, man. It was either going to kill me or I was going to kill me. If I would have killed myself in active addiction, I would have got the wrong person. I got to work at 4 o'clock this morning. 4 in the afternoon, Saturday, back in Baltimore. I'm just here to just share with my family, man. What an honor. To the newcomer. Give yourself a break. Get a sponsor. Go to meetings. Just understand, you know, it's okay. The war is over. You lost. Thank you so much for letting me share.